The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries.
I hope Sonny's laughing at this. The most valuable person on the planet for Wednesday, November 14th, is Sonny Pumphrey, North Carolina's finest. The 78-year-old man, who you're going to hear from in just a second, punched a bear in the nose to get the bear from to stop from killing him. Here's what happened. November 6th, he's minding his business. He's not hurting anybody. He's cleaning the leaves in the driveway. Turns around, sees two bear cubs with a mother bear. The cubs ran off, but the mother bear attacked, went right at Sonny. Sonny did the only thing he could do at that point. He punched the bear in the nose.
That's what they say to do. I mean, they always have said to punch him in the nose.
But you have to have the guts to punch the bear in the nose.
It's so
different between say and do, right?
She got a hold of me after I punched her in the nose, shook me a little bit. Then she let go, took a swat at me. When she took a swat at me, she knocked me about 8 feet over on the concrete. Here's where it gets even more interesting. Sonny's wife, Betty, comes out. She was cooking dinner inside, heard the commotion. She ran outside with her Yorkie, Bella. Now, I'm thinking a Yorkie is not a good bear deterrent, but the Yorkie was yapping up a storm. And between that and the fact that Betty had her gun and shot it into the air, scared Mama Bear off. Wildlife officials have been searching for the bear, can't find her. The bear was likely hungry, they say, and protecting her cubs. They say if you encounter a bear up close, walk quietly away. Oh, that's easy. And if you see cubs, don't yell because you're seen as a threat. Wouldn't you like to hear from the guy that punched a bear in the nose?
Yes.
I bet you would. Mm. He's on the phone right now. Sonny, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, I'm glad you're alive.
Me too. Yeah. I get up in the morning, and first thing I do is open the door and look around, see if there's any bears hanging out before I do anything.
I would think you really do have a little post-bear trauma. How could you not?
Yeah, I tell you. You talk about scared. I was scared.
So, had you seen bears?
I didn't have time.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you seen bears on your property before?
Well, down at the creek, I've seen them down there, but if they hear a noise or they hear you around, they run off, usually. I was in the middle of my driveway, just,
4 o'clock in the afternoon.
4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I just got a new car lift installed, and I was looking over there at it, and I turned around, and all of a sudden, there's three bears in my driveway.
Wow.
They had to walk right by me, and anyway, I'm standing there in shock, and I went ahead and turned around, and Mama Bear turned around, and when I turned around and she turned around at the same time, all of a sudden, she took a dead run at me just as hard as she could go.
Wow.
I didn't even have time to wet my pants, I'll tell you.
Well, listen, the instinct to defend yourself is one thing, but did you strategically know to punch the bear in the nose?
No, I had no clue what I did. It all happened reaction. I was scared, and I was fighting for my life. I punched that bear stood up on his hind leg,
wow,
about 6 foot tall, about eyeball to eyeball, and was running at my face with his mouth like he's going to bite me or chew me up. And just out of nowhere, I got lucky.
Did you get bit?
I really got lucky. I punched that bear right in the nose.
And did you get bit by the bear?
Pardon?
Did you get bit by the bear? You said the bear was shaking you around.
I'm sorry, it's hard to hear.
No, that's fine. By the way, that's Betty, who's a hero in this story. And God bless you, Betty, and your Yorkie, too. But did you get bear bites in the middle of all of this?
He got a bite.
I got a bite. It bit me on the hip. I got two big puncture marks on my hip before he grabbed a hold of me and shook me.
Unbelievable.
I'm blown away. I mean, for us in the Midwest, you know, we have Wisconsin, and we know black bears pretty well if you go up into Michigan. And you always sort of taught a little bit when you're a Boy Scout about what to do when you encounter a bear. Did you have any of that education? Did you know any of that stuff before this instance?
No, I know that I punched a bear in the nose, and as soon as I hit that bear in the nose, it was pretty hard. The bear went down and started trying to bite me on the side. I had a pair of coveralls on, and he couldn't get a bite. He kept getting the coverall. I was hitting the bear on top of the head, I was hitting on top of the eyeballs. I was just swinging and swinging and swinging. We must have fought for 5 minutes there.
Just quickly, Dave, because this is a sports segment. Do you have a question?
Well, I do. I've been to the Smokies. I think it's right near where you are. Is that right? You're kind of near the Smokies?
We are in the Smokies.
You're in the Smokies.
10 miles from the Blue Ridge Parkway.
Oh, so, sure. So there's
Our house is 3,500 feet.
Wow. So, and there's tons of bears around there, though, right? I mean, this is the only time you've ever personally encountered one.
Other than down by the creek.
By the creek, yes.
Well, they are there. You know what?
Thanks for pronouncing that right.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
I like Betty. Betty's good.
Hey, Betty, what were you?
He's a Texan.
Hey, listen, let me tell you what. Day before yesterday, I went up on top of the mountain. There's about 10 bears up there, and they were all meeting, and they told me that they wasn't coming back down here anymore because they're scared of them.
You guys are fantastic. Sandberg, what were you asking Betty?
I was going to ask Betty what she was making for dinner, because if the smell was getting out, and that's what attracted the bears.
Could be.
Oh, some pork chops, and mashed potatoes, and gravy.
Bears love that.
The peas and butter beans.
Bears love that stuff. Hey, let me ask you a quick question before we run out of time. And thanks for your story, and I'm just really glad you're okay. But I got a squirrel in the backyard, and I don't like the way he's looking at me. Do I punch him as well?
You better punch him because he might bite you.
Sonny, God bless you.
By the way, I'm getting rabies. I'm going to have to get rabies shots.
Well, you know what? That's the least of your problems.
Oh, those are painful.
It's way better than having somebody say what a good guy you were while you don't attend that party. Listen, Sonny, congratulations. You obviously got a good woman there, too, at Betty. And what's the Yorkie's name?
Bella.
Bella, getting it done. Bella looks at that bear and goes, "Don't you mess with my pops." you guys are fantastic.
Bella is a teacup Yorkie. She weighs 3 pounds soaking wet. And she was barking and snapping at that big old bear's heels.
Unbelievable.
I couldn't believe it.
You guys are a trip. All right, hold on. Yeah, hold on.
Thanks,
maybe,
guys.
Maybe three of my favorite guests ever.
And the nominees for best guest ever.
How about it? We were hiking in the Smokies not far from there and on a trail and headed back towards the road. And there
saw
were a couple people in front of us saw the cub ran right across the trail.
Man, get out of
so
there.
So we're like, okay, where's mama?
Yeah.
Not far. Not far. And you'd make a nice snack.
Oh, yeah. But a healthy one.
You'd be a good bear snack.
Don't they tell you if you can run across the cub, you're supposed to play with it and get down on the ground and touch it and move around? Isn't that what they say from Black Bear?
I think that was from Anchorman, when Steve Carell was rolling around with the bears.
I tell you, I'd be carrying around some bear spray from here on out if I were him.
I'd bring a whistle when I go running.
Well, the coverall saved his life. He said the bear could not get a good grip.
A combination. The coveralls, Betty, Yorkie, they're all involved in the story.
And her gun.
Yeah. Good Lord.
He's got to go on tour with that story.
I love that guy. Love that guy. All right. Stand by. That's your most valuable person on the planet.